Welcome back, Bros versus Pros, episode 7, I want to say. We're going to roll at 7, even if it's not. It is me, and it is Kyler, and it is not Luke.
Definitely not Luke.
And that is not a shock. As we told you guys, Luke was going to be in and out, and he's definitely out. He's a bum.
We will still have Luke's top 5. It'll just be us doing Luke's top 5.
Little spin on it. I do have Luke's division winners for the divisions we're going to do. So we'll get a little bit of a taste of his input. And yeah, we'll make it work with the two of us. We'll be good. So with the season starting very quickly, we're going to have to finish our division previews with the AFC North, South, and West. We're also going to give you just a little bit of maybe a Super Bowl prediction, possibly. See how things shake out. So, Kyler, what's been going on? How'd that cornhole thing go?
All right. It was interesting because the last week my team couldn't make it, and I had to have two subs. I think I touched on that a little bit. So we went 2-0 before the rain came down.
Oh, it's an outside thing. I didn't realize that.
It is an outside. So we were 2-0 in a best of 5 in the first round of the playoffs, and I get a text last week now for what would have been, you know, we were continuing the playoffs, saying that because one of my subs had not played 3 weeks during the season, we had to forfeit a game. And that me and the other guy on my team, or who happens to be, he's a 13-year-old kid that was subbing for me, we had to forfeit every other game.
Oh, my God.
And so if we wanted to win, we had to win every single game throughout the playoffs. We couldn't lose one game.
Jesus.
So, yeah. So instead of being up 2-0, it was 1-1. We lost.
Yeah.
So we were immediately eliminated. Unfortunately, I needed to throw my best, and I threw good, just not good enough.
Sounds like a conspiracy against you guys, really.
Yeah, I feel like they're out to get me. Some people have been calling me the bad boy of cornhole.
Like the Baker Mayfield of cornhole.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm the rebel. I'm the bad boy. They're afraid of my talent. Yeah. I currently don't have a team in the winter.
Wow.
So I'm going to play in a few tournaments between now and then, and hopefully
pick up some teammates. You know,
my skills will speak for themselves. It'll be a team that wants me to join. If not, maybe I'll drop back to the social division for a year and just run things. You know, be like Danny Almonte.
Oh, shout out Little League Baseball.
Yeah.
The great players overcome these obstacles. So.
Yeah, I have offers, but I just don't really want to play for a team that has like 5 or 6 people.
Yeah, then
I won't get enough play.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel that. Yeah. Look, I'm wishing you the best in that endeavor.
Oh, I appreciate it.
No problem. You want to get into these divisions or what, buddy?
Let's do it. Let's run through it.
All right. I don't think we're going to go too much in depth. We do have a lot to get to. So, forewarning there. Sorry if you're a fan of any of these teams. We're going to start with the AFC North, which is very intriguing to me. Last year, Ravens won with a 10-6 record. Steelers went 9-6-1. Browns 7-8-1. Bengals 6-10. Let's start with the division champs, Baltimore Ravens. Personally, I love this defense, hate this offense. I don't believe in Lamar Jackson as a thrower. As an athlete, obviously he's phenomenal, but other than that, nothing about this offense jumps out to me.
So I think Lamar Jackson is about him credit for. I think he's going to take a step forward this year, but I don't like the wide receivers at all. I've never liked Mark Ingram that much. Gus Edwards, okay. My favorite running back on the team is Justice Hill. Yeah, big Justice Hill guy. Also a big Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst fan, so I like the tight ends. But the wide receivers don't do it for me. I don't think they're going to have enough offense to do it. I mean, maybe Lamar Jackson does his thing on the ground and is able to open it up just enough. I do think that they have, like I said, a few weapons, and the defense on paper looks fantastic.
Yeah. The defense, they add Earl Thomas. That's obviously a huge piece. Like, You know, he's one of the best safeties in the league. With Tony Jefferson, Marlon Humphrey, I think they honestly probably have the best secondary in the NFL. Their pass rush is going to be there for sure. The defense, there's no questions about the defense. If they're healthy, it's a top three, honestly. Look at their depth chart today, which I think they just put out. Willie Snead and Seth Roberts are your top two receivers, which is unbelievable. And they did draft Marquise Brown in the first round, but I know he's been a little banged up.
Yeah, if he gets right, he's going to be a weapon. That's his athleticism's off the charts. Him and Lamar Jackson is scary, but it's still. I mean, he's still a rookie. He's banged up. He's undersized. He could be great, but it's too early to tell. I think he'll have a good year if he's healthy. Not a great year because I don't think they have enough weapons around him and Lamar Jackson to really open it up.
And sometimes with the rookie wide receivers, you see sometimes they come out of the gate flying high, but sometimes it takes a lot of guys to they struggle. You look at John Ross or Corey Davis, even when he's a rookie, they struggle early. So. Especially if he's hurt and he's not picking up this offense, then it's going to take a while to get going.
If he gets on the field, he's going to make a few of those flashy plays. He might not be consistent, but I just think he's too dynamic to really, not at least put something out there, put a few flashy plays.
He'll definitely make some plays. I mean, this is a good offensive line too, though. So Lamar should have time, and then it's just a matter if he can. They say he's improved throwing the ball a lot, but I just don't really know how accurate he's going to be. Combine that with the lack of weapons I think they have, I think they're going to struggle. I don't think they're going to win this division at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think I could see it, but
yeah, defense could carry them. Really... I mean, they're not going to score, that many points. They could probably put up 17 to 24 in that range.
Their defense can do it. If they do win the division, it's going to be, those AFC North games are always like 16 to 13. Yeah. That's why I think they can do it. So we'll see. I mean, there's obviously been a lot of changes in the division. So,
that'll bring us to the Steelers. Speaking of changes, they've gone through a lot. What are your thoughts on this team? Because it's the more as the days pass, the more I think I like them, to be honest with you. Yeah, really? I don't know what it is.
I think that I've never been crazy on James Conner. I think he's a good player. I think that their offense helps the running back position in a way. Because Jalen Samuels was pretty good too when Conner was banged up last year.
Mm-hmm.
I like James Washington.
Me too.
A lot.
Me too.
I think he's going to be good. Big Ben always banged up, but whatever. I like Vance McDonald.
Yeah, it's a good solid third down guy. Get the chains moving.
Yeah, I like Vance McDonald. I like Juju. I like James Washington. Not a big Moncrief guy.
Are you nervous about Juju being the number one or no?
I think James Washington is going to be good.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to help Juju. Juju's not going to put up Antonio Brown stats, and he's not Antonio Brown, but he's a talented player and he gets open and he does his thing. So I like Juju. I think he's going to have a good year, maybe not a great year. I think the offense will probably be good. I think
Big Ben just elevates a lot of guys a lot of the times. So I think if James Washington, like you said, he can just get his act together a little bit because he struggled last year as a rookie. I think he can be a very good compliment number two. I don't like Moncrief. Yep. I don't think he's going to do much, to be honest with you.
I agree.
Switzer might have a little bit of a role, possibly, as a slot
guy. I love Ryan Switzer.
As a slot guy, I could see that for sure. I'm with you on James Conner, though. I don't really love him. He's not bad by any stretch, but he doesn't really excite me. Him and Jalen Samuels. It's a decent one, too. I think they
don't excite me, but I think
they complement each other.
They're going to... they're going to contribute and they're going to put up the numbers that they need to put up to win. They're not going to be the reason that the team loses.
Right, I agree with you. Yeah. Once again, this is a very good offensive line, potentially the best offensive line in the league.
It's
stacked with good guys. They're getting a little up there in age, but they should be all right this year.
They'll be fine.
Onto their defense. I like their linebackers a lot with Watt.
Linebackers, very athletic. Drafted
Devin Bush, obviously. He's going to be all over the field for sure.
Bud Dupree's another athletic guy. Mark Barron.
Exactly. You
know, we know what he is, converted safety and stuff. T.J. Watt is T.J. Right. Watt. I like their linebackers a lot. Secondary.
There's question marks. Question marks for sure. They just gave Jael Hayden an extension, so they're thinking he can go back to maybe that form he was in Cleveland for those first couple of years. Edmonds is pretty good.
I do like Edmonds.
And then, they're going to get to the pass rush with Tua and Cam Hayward. So I think this defense is good. I just don't – they're not as good as the Ravens defense, obviously.
It's a good team, the Steelers in general.
They're well-rounded, I think.
I don't like the Steelers, and I never have, so maybe I'm letting that creep in. But I don't know. I'm not crazy about them. I like them. I think they'll do well. I don't want to see them win the division. I hope they don't win the division, but I'm just kind of sick of them.
No, I get that. They've been around forever, so. All right. So let's move on to this. This is going to be some team right here, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns. Obviously, they added Odell Beckham. They added Kareem Hunt, who's going to be suspended. They added Olivier Vernon. They got its team, man.
They have weapons now, that's for sure. Their defense isn't bad either. I mean, I know that this is the hype all about the Browns. Everybody's on the bandwagon. Yeah. I'm kind of holding on to the bandwagon too. I think that they're going to be a good team this year. I don't see how, obviously they've got to piece together their offense, the chemistry and everything. But I believe in Baker. There's no denying Odell's very talented. Landry, obviously, also very talented. Maybe he benefited a little bit in Miami of just being, the slot guy.
A lot of catches, a lot of yards. Yeah.
Just he racked up all the catches.
Right, there. Every single one, literally.
I'm not crazy about Nick Chubb. Really? I think he's good.
I like Nick Chubb a lot.
I think he's good. I just, for some reason, his name doesn't stand out to me. Like when I'm looking running backs. I think I just need to see a little more.
I was a big fan of him in college. Him and Sony Michel did wonders over there. I think this offense is really going to have no problems getting going, honestly. My biggest issue with their offense in particular, one, I do think Jarvis Landry is going to take a huge step back.
I think he's not going to be as good as everybody expects.
Odell is going to get a lot of targets, and he's going to have a phenomenal season.
I do too.
Other than that, but they have this injury concern with Odell at all times. He's been injured throughout his career, and they have no depth really at wide receiver outside of Beckham and Landry.
I like Higgins.
He's never proven anything.
He's never proven anything, but I do think he's talented. He had a couple of good games last year, a couple of good moments last year. I think that they would be okay if one of Landry or Beckham missed a little bit of time.
They can't be out. They would
survive it.
Right.
They would survive it.
They just traded for Tywan Taylor from the Titans, but that's really nothing.
That doesn't do any. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. And Callaway suspended too to start the season.
Yep.
Njoku's a freak. He had put together a pretty good year last year.
I think he's a very talented tight end.
Yeah.
Don't know how great he'll do this year. Just with the offense, there's so many more weapons now. He might take a step back, but I think he's so talented that, maybe Baker's able to still find him, especially I think he'll step up if one of those guys is banged up.
He should be a big red zone target, though. I think he's going to probably score a good amount of touchdowns this year. Down there.
Yeah.
And if Chubb goes down the early season, though, I'm looking at Dontrell Hillard and D'Ernest Johnson. Those are two guys I've never heard of.
They could make a move for somebody if that happens.
Yeah, for sure. They obviously just traded Duke Johnson away to the Texans, but Kareem Hunt missing the first 10 games. So
I wonder what's going to happen when Kareem Hunt comes back if Chubb's there. I guess they're going to split, obviously, but It's interesting. Yeah,
I mean, I could see them, you know, just going Chubb heavy first 10, like real heavy, and then once Kareem comes back, then you kind of lay off the load. And then if you're in the playoff hunt, you got two pretty much fresh guys going in there. So I can see that for sure. And then, you know, all of that really depends on how Chubb is playing. If he's struggling, then, you know, you could see Hunt just take over right away.
Yeah.
Going on to this defense, though, Myles Garrett, sneaky defensive player of the year candidate. He
I can see that.
I think he's really going to take a huge step forward this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal player in general.
You know, having Olivier Vernon on the other side, although, you know, he's not this great sack guy, but he, when he was with the Giants, he was always close, which was actually really frustrating, to getting a lot of sacks.
You know, I like their defense. I think it's a good defense all around, to be honest.
I like their secondary a lot. One of the steals of the draft was them getting Greedy Williams in the second round. I thought Greedy was a surefire first-round pick. Linebackers are good with Kirksey. Mack Wilson's looked really good out of Alabama. He's looked good in the preseason. And, you know, Denzel Ward is Denzel Ward. So I think this is a really, really good team.
I do. I'm buying into the hype. It's hard
to
do.
They do have a little bit of offensive line issues, especially on the right side.
Yeah, Baker is, while not a crazy athlete, he can make things happen, and he can make people miss. He's quick. Yeah. He's gonna get some yards on the ground too. He's gonna extend some plays, and that's what he does.
He's special for sure.
Yeah, I love Baker. So I think that'll help overcome some offensive line issues. I mean, still, if he's getting banged up back there, it's going to be scary because if he goes down, I think
if he goes down, it's a wrap, 100%.
Yeah,
it's 100% wrap.
Yeah. Baker, he's you know, he's the soul, the heartbeat of the team. Yeah. So,
all right, so let's go on to the Bengals a little bit. Bengals for me, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. I think they are top three worst team in the league.
I think they
are horrendous. I don't like Andy Dalton. I like Joe Mixon.
I do like Joe Mixon. I like Tyler Boyd.
Boyd should be good.
AJ Green's hurt. I like Tyler Eifert if he stays healthy, but that's never, you know, probably not going to happen.
Their first round picks out for the year, Jonah Williams.
Defense doesn't do it for me. So.
Besides Geno Atkins, there's nothing to write home about. I mean, Carl Lawson maybe can give you a pass rush in there, but I don't think that's going to happen. The secondary is trash. I don't mean to just, you know, bash this team, but what's there to really like?
Yeah.
John Ross has been terrible. I mean, Andy Dalton, he's pretty much playing for his job at this point, I would think, right?
Yeah, they could definitely go quarterback next year if he doesn't do it.
I mean, it's not a team I'm excited about. Let's just put it that way, straight up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend too much time on them, so that's it for them. Yeah. So who you got winning that division, buddy?
I'm going Browns.
You're going Browns.
I'm buying in the hype.
You're going Browns. All right. Luke also went Browns, mind you. Mm-hmm. And I am going to go with the Browns as well. I hate when we all agree.
Yeah.
We've actually agreed on a lot of these, but I think we're just three smart guys, so we're just going to agree on a lot of things.
Very smart.
So we're all on the Browns train. Do you think there's another team in that division that can make the playoffs, real quick?
I don't think they're going to sneak into a wild card, either of them, but I think the Steelers or Ravens could both win the division. I don't think that if they're not winning the division, if one of those teams isn't going crazy and winning the division, I don't think they're going to make the wild card because I think that division is going to beat up on itself like they usually do.
Yeah, I could see 10 wins winning that. You know, maybe even 9 if they're real tight.
Yeah, I think everybody's expecting the Browns to maybe blow out the division because they made so many upgrades and they look so good. But that division, it's got tough defenses and they're just – I mean, everybody's going to beat up on the Bengals.
Right.
But some Bengals are probably going to steal a game from somebody and it's probably going to be, you know, the team that everybody's expecting to win the division at that point or something. It's going to be one of those they win against the first place team and it knocks them back and it makes it all tight. So I think it'll be a tight division. I don't think the Browns run away with it. I just don't think that any wild card team comes out of there.
I agree with you. All right, so we're all in agreement there. Let's move to the AFC South. Texans 1-11-5, Colts 10-6, Titans, they're always at 9-7, it seems like. And yep. Jaguars went 5-11. Let's start with the division winner, Texans. This team is interesting, I think.
They're making some moves.
They have made a lot of trades. Obviously, just brought in Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills, brought in Duke Johnson, brought in Carlos Hyde, traded away Jadeveon Clowney. They're interesting.
Yeah, they're talented. I mean, Hopkins and Watson can take them pretty far. Yeah. Tunsil helps that a ton.
Tunsil's a very good left tackle.
I'm a very big fan of Kiki Kuti. Mm-hmm. I think he played really well last year when he was on the field.
Good slot guy.
Injury concerns, but he ate up some targets last year and played really well. Will Fuller, another guy that's been hurt.
Always.
They have a lot of wide receiver talent now. Will Fuller, Kenny Stills.
Yeah, I think that helps because, I mean, you know, I know Luke's a big Notre Dame guy, but Will Fuller is always hurt. So if he gets hurt again, you're plugging in Kenny Stills. I think that's pretty good.
Watson probably sneaky candidate to be the best fantasy quarterback in the league this year.
I think he's a good MVP candidate as well.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I'm big on Watson. I don't love Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. I don't love that at all.
Yeah, so I like both of them individually, but not as
a tandem.
Not as a backfield. I mean, they complement each other well. To be honest, Carlos Hyde can kind of do it all, but more of a power back. Duke Johnson, the receiving back, but neither of those names are stick out to me on paper.
Yeah, I mean, Duke Johnson's not much of a running back to me, to be honest with you. He's more, he's going to catch some balls. And, I mean, maybe they'll work out for them. Hyde's their goal line guy in short yardage, and Duke Johnson can just spread the field a little bit.
Yeah, I forget his name. They have another running back deep on the depth chart.
They got Tywan Jones. Maybe that's who you're thinking of. Buddy.
No, I forget who it was. It's not even – I'm looking at their depth chart now, too. And I forget who it was originally. Maybe he ended up not making the roster, but he seemed in the preseason they were talking about him.
Mm. Yeah. And obviously the reason they have Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde is because Lamar Miller tore his ACL. Yep. Defensive side of the ball, what do you think the impact of this Clowney trade is going to have for them?
I mean, it's going to hurt. There's no doubt about it. I think that it's an okay defense. J.J. Watt's going to do his thing if he's healthy.
Gotta be healthy.
I like McKinney.
McKinney and Merciless I like a lot, too. Even Zach Cunningham on the inside, he had a good year last year.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I think it's a good defense. I think that they have a lot of potential as a team to, you know, to win and to possibly run away with the division. Yeah. Especially now that Andrew Luck's gone.
The secondary is thin.
I can't get excited about
that's the problem.
Besides their wide receivers and Watson, I don't get excited.
I know
about
it's a weird team because you feel like this team should win 12 games, but you look at it and it's I just don't know if they can.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. That's interesting to me. All right, let's go on to the Colts. We haven't talked about this, but what were your initial thoughts when Luck retired?
I mean, it is what it is. He's stepping away. I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna bash him for it. It's for his health. I understand with all the injuries he's gone through. I understand the decision. It sucks to see because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is what it is. It's gonna hurt them. Obviously, yeah. I would if Luck didn't retire, I probably would have said they would have been my pick to win the division. Mm-hmm. That being said, Jacoby Brissett is a talented quarterback.
He's a pro quarterback. He's legit. I
think they can still compete for the division.
Yeah.
Like I said, they would have been my pick with Luck. I still think that they have a good team that's built to win without Luck.
Well, here's why I think they have a great chance to do that, because their offensive line is solid. It is a very good offensive line.
Big Mark Lewinsky fan.
There you go.
Fun fact, lived across the street from me in college. One day walking by, I had a lot of classes with his roommates, so they invited me over to a party. Lots of NFL talent was there.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so that was fun. Hung out with him for a little bit.
There you go. I would. I mean, I. God bless you for even knowing what he looked like. Well, I do. I did work for the team, so I guess that's good. Yeah. West Virginia. For those who don't know.
His roommate was also a 6'9" tatted up guy from Brooklyn, and I sat next to him in a lot of my classes.
Oh.
So he was the one that, you know, saw me walking by and was like, "Hey, you know, come on over.
So that's good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you drank responsibly.
Of course. I walked across the street to get home, of course.
T.Y. Hilton's got to stay healthy. They did bring in Funches, who, when Luck was there, I thought could have this, you know, rejuvenation that kind of Eric Ebron had.
I still think he'll be decent.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the talent. He's huge. Like, he is a massive human being. He's got to put it together. Didn't really work out for him in Carolina too much, but
I think he'll have a good year. I don't think he's, maybe 600 or 700 yards.
Yeah, which is fine if you're a number two, especially when you have a playmaking tight end like Ebron. And I think we both like Marlon Mack this year.
Love Marlon Mack and Hines, to be honest. Hines
is very, very good at the backfield catching the ball. Very good.
Yeah, no, he's a weapon back there catching the ball, and I think Marlon Mack is one of the most underrated running backs.
Yeah, I think Marlon Mack, especially behind this offensive line, Marlon Mack can definitely do some things.
Not to be lost on, you know, me talking about Glowinski, but Quentin Nelson.
He's phenomenal. Yeah, probably a Hall of Famer.
Amazing. So,
probably just be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Is it too soon to
say?
I don't
think so. Honestly.
He's gonna have a good long career.
If he stays healthy, that guy might be one of the best left guards of all time. Looking on the defensive side, they had a great year last year. Darius Leonard balled out as a rookie. They added Justin Houston. He's getting up there in age. Obviously, maybe they can squeeze a year out of him if he stays healthy. He can get 12 sacks.
Just need a little bit of pass rush from him. That's all.
I don't love their pass rush. Jabal Sheard can do some things, but he's not, you know, crazy. I do like their secondary, though. Malik Hooker, obviously, he's got to stay healthy. But Kenny Moore and Pierre Desir, he played really well last year. They drafted Rocky Sin, cornerback. Yep. I like him. Anthony Walker, a good linebacker too. I mean, there's talent. There's talent on this team. I don't think you should count them out for sure. A lot of people, like, I know they're, I think their win total is like 6.5 or something like that, and I would.
Yeah, give me
I would
the
smash
over.
The over on that one for sure if I was a big betting guy.
Yep.
Which I would be if New York legalized it.
Same.
But they don't, so that's that.
Can't break the law.
I would never even consider it. Let's move on to the Titans. Shout out Josh Tatum, big Titans fan. Mariota, another guy. I think he's playing for his job, really.
I think,
and he might not even hold that job all year because Tannehill could easily take over, I think.
I think Mariota's – I've been on this this boat for a while now. I'm going down with the ship. I think Mariota's going to have a good year.
I think – I mean, he's got potential. There's been years where he has not played bad. It's not – a lot of times it's not really his –
if he stays healthy. Exactly. And so here's what I think is going to happen, okay? I like the Titans as a sneaky pick this year. Because I think Vrabel is going to smash the ball with Derrick Henry. And I think Derrick Henry is going to have a phenomenal year. And I think that's going to take the pressure off of Mariota and off Corey Davis. I think that they're going to make some plays. Delanie Walker's no joke at tight end. And Adam Humphreys helps just in the slot as a guy who, you know, he's been around. He knows what he's doing. Yeah. I think they're going to be sneaky good this year.
Yeah, they need Corey Davis to take that step up. Drafted A.J. Brown. Maybe he can give Mariota another option. I love Delanie Walker, but, you know, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah, he's getting up there in age, but I think he's going to contribute. And I think that they have enough weapons that they're going to be that smash-mouth team with Derrick Henry. At least I hope they are because they're drafting.
Yeah, well, it seemed at least towards the end of the year, they figured out something. With him.
Exactly. And I think that's what – I think he's going to take the next step forward, and I think that he's going to have a good year because he's no joke. He's a big boy, and he can run.
He's powerful.
And I mean, with Corey Davis, and I think A.J. Brown's a very good wide receiver. Yeah. I think he'll put it together at some point. I think Delanie Walker, like I said, contributes. Always been a big Adam Humphries guy. And Deion Lewis, as that change of pace back, you know, getting a few carries and getting a few catches.
Yeah.
I like the offense if they stick to what they need to do, which is pound Derrick Henry.
Yeah. And they're going to miss Taylor Lewan for, I believe it's either 4 or 6 weeks. He's suspended.
Which sucks,
tough for them. Defensive side of the ball. I mean, I like this team. I like their secondary.
A solid defense. Think
it's, you know, Jarrell Casey's very underrated. They got Cameron Wake coming over. He's up there in age too, like we talked about with Justin Houston. But that's a guy that can, you know, get some sacks for you. You can rush the passer for sure. And Rashawn Evans and Harold Landry. I think this is a good defense. So they could be a sneaky good team.
I agree.
I mean, they seem to go 9-7 every year, so I could definitely see that again. Maybe thing bounces their way, they can get to 10 wins, but
I agree.
Pretty much all on Mariota's shoulders, I would say.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have a brand new quarterback, Nick Foles. And they – I don't know what to think about this team.
I'm not big on them.
I think I love their defense.
Nick Foles does this.
I love it.
I do, too. But I think Nick Foles, you know, he's done his thing, but – he doesn't get me excited, and I like Didi. I like.
I'm big on Didi this year. I think Didi's having a huge year.
I think I like him a lot. Look, I like Fournette, even though he can't stay healthy and he's struggling. I think that he's obviously still super talented. Yeah. So if he figures it out, great. That'll obviously help. Defense is fantastic.
I mean, you just look at it like Ngakoue, Darius Campbell. Drafted Josh Allen, Miles Jack. I mean, is there a better two cornerbacks than Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye?
I mean, especially with the pass rush they're going to have, because I think Josh Allen is a
Josh
stud.
Josh Allen's a stud. He is a stud.
So the defense can take them a long way. I just don't love the offense outside of Didi. And if Fournette has the year that he's capable of and is what everybody thought he would be, even, you know, he showed flashes his rookie year, then they're dangerous. But if Fournette's banged up again and he's not doing his thing, I'm right in
the middle. Alfred Blue ain't bringing you to the promised land. But let me ask you this. So last year they were 5-11 with Blake Bortles, obviously. Yep. 2 years ago, they go to the AFC Championship game. And, I mean, they probably should have won it. They kind of blew that game. If they just get a little bit better quarterback play, which you would assume Nick Foles coming in will do that for you, this has got to be a good team, no? And this defense probably only got better.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it is on Fournette's shoulders.
Yeah, he's got to stay healthy. I agree. They said he was in the best shape of his life, but you hear that every year about every player. So,
yeah, that's true.
Their offensive line, they drafted Jawan Taylor out of Florida. I mean, they have a lot of receivers, but not a lot of good ones, I guess we'll call it. Like Marquise Lee, DJ Chark, Keelan Cole, Chris Conley.
They're all like number threes, number fours,
really.
Yeah, I mean, if one of them could step up, I think Marquise Lee's talented. Yeah. You know, Terrell Pryor's on that roster, so that's something.
Yeah, that's impressive. no tight ends, though. That's tough.
No, definitely no tight ends.
You would think they would address that somehow. They should go pick up Luke Wilson, who just got cut by the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, they could pick up, too. To help with their wide receiver issues, maybe, is Demaryius Thomas.
Thomas signed back.
Did he sign back?
Yeah. He signed back when they put N'Keal Harry on the IR.
I missed them even putting Harry on the IR, to be honest.
He was banged up in the beginning and never got going, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is kind of way down the road. Maybe they want to take a look at Dez if he comes back from his Achilles. I don't know how effective he's going to be, but...
No, I'm not.
That's way down the road. That's just an idea. But, you know, seeing how their playmaking is going to go. But I think they need help at tight end somehow. Maybe they can figure that out. All right, so who you like in that one?
You know, I'm struggling because I want to take the easy way out and take the Texans. But I might have talked myself into the Titans a little bit, too.
It should be a very competitive division, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. I'm going to keep with the Texans, though. I think I'm going to take the easy way out. I just think that if Watson's healthy, he's going to carry him there. He's the best quarterback in the division by far. It's, you know, I think that's what gets you there.
Yeah, I agree. And I love Deshaun Watson. So Luke also went the Texans. I am going to go with the Colts.
Okay, I respect
that. And I think that a lot of people are doubting them, and I think they have a good enough defense. I think they have a good head coach. And if T.Y. stays healthy and Marlon Mack can, you know, kind of repeat what he did last year, I think Brissett's just a good quarterback. I do. I don't think – obviously it's a huge drop-off between him and Luck, but I think he could still win you 10 games. So,
yeah,
I think I'm still in on them.
Okay. No, I respect that. This was one of the hardest divisions for me to pick.
Yeah. No, that one should be interesting.
Yep.
And Brissett's been there, too. So it's not like it's a new guy coming in.
He can do it. I mean, I don't really know what to expect from him, but I think he has, you know, he has the talent to make some plays and, you know, get at least put – I don't think he's going to lose them games.
Yeah, I agree. If he can just, you know, hold on to the ball and make the right decisions, then I think they have a chance for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our final division, and that would be the AFC West. Chiefs went 12-4. Chargers also went 12-4. Chiefs won the division. Broncos 6-10. Raiders a pitiful 4-12. Let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs and the reigning MVP in Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, there is not much to hate here.
Yeah. They're probably
talent all over the fucking yeah. Field. It's insane.
I mean, LeSean McCoy being added too. I don't love LeSean McCoy at this point in his career. Still.
Yeah, I think he's done. I'll be honest, I do.
But I think he has the potential to at least have a good year.
I was huge on Darwin Thompson for fantasy purposes. LeSean McCoy being added to that mix, obviously with Damian Williams, that really takes a hit to that. I'm not going to give up on that yet because I don't know what McCoy has left, and Damian Williams has never really been, you know, a bell cow.
I agree.
But it does add to that. That's a little murky there. But for as a football team, big talent. Like that they and there's depth of the running back position, which is what you need, I think.
Yeah, especially if I don't think they have that guy that's going to step
right.
In. McCoy's not that guy at this point in his career. So they have three guys that can all take some carries and maybe do a little bit different things.
Exactly. And that's the good thing about McCoy, albeit I do think he's done, is he doesn't have to be that number one guy. He can split it, and then maybe that'll save his legs for a playoff push.
That's true.
Mitchell Schwartz, probably the best right tackle in the league. One of the best right tackles in the league.
Yep.
Their offensive line shouldn't have many problems. Tyreek Hill's a scumbag, but he's talented.
Definitely a great player. But
bad guy.
Yeah.
I hate Sammy Watkins, always have, really.
Every year I say Sammy Watkins is going to break out. Yeah. And I don't think he's going to break out this year, but I think he's going to be okay. So,
When they drafted Mecole Hardman, I thought that was pretty much the Tyreek Hill replacement because they're very similar. But that's just another added weapon from home, so just throw the ball 90 yards. Kelce, probably your best tight end in the league. I mean, what else is there to say about them? Well, okay, don't be biased.
I'm not. Just saying.
Kelce, no, they're very close. Kelce and Kittle are very close.
Yeah, I mean, I love Travis Kelce. Definitely top two tight end in the league with
Kittle. In my mind, it goes Kelce, Kittle, Ertz, and then there's a drop-off after that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting Kittle first, but that's just me.
That's fine. It could be a coin flip.
He'll prove it this year.
Listen, I have Kittle and Kelce on fantasy team, so
yeah. Well, I'm upset about that. So,
I will take all the tight end help I can get. their defense, they added Frank Clark to it. They added Tyrann Mathieu too. Who I love.
Oh yeah, of course, Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu. Yeah. Just solidify a formerly bad defense to now being a decent defense. I don't think they're going to be anything special. They're probably still going to be in some shootouts.
Yeah,
but
that's the problem.
It helps.
I mean, Chris Jones is phenomenal at the D-tackle spot.
Yeah. they definitely improved on defense, but it was bad last year.
Yeah, and it always seems like, I mean, obviously D Ford had the offsides, which would have sent them to the Super Bowl, but for the most part, it always seemed like when they needed the stop, they got the stop.
Yeah.
With that team. And Pat Mahomes is going to put up 40 points a game, so you don't need them to do much, really.
Yeah, Mahomes is going to be crazy, yeah. No matter, you know, he's proven.
Yeah, he's, after 1 year, it's pretty much safe to say he's the top three quarterback at the very least, so.
Yeah.
There's no issues with this team, really. They should walk their way into.
And he's another guy like Baker who's just, he's athletic, but he's not, you know, he's not going to burn you on the ground, but he's going to extend the plays.
Exactly.
And he's going to give you, you know, he's going to give himself that extra time, and he's going to find the guy, and he's got the crazy arms.
Yeah, so. He'll flick it 50 yards.
Yeah, so that's why back. I think Baker's going to be similar to him this year, or similar to how he was last year. I think they're both similar players, except Mahomes just has a little bit more of a cannon.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go into the Chargers. We're going to talk about Melvin Gordon first. I don't think he plays with the Chargers ever again. I think there's no shot.
It doesn't look like it. I have been a Melvin Gordon fan since he was my sleeper pick the year after he had zero touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I was big on Melvin Gordon every year. I don't know if it's been two or three now since then, but
I think it's been two really good years since then.
Two really good years, and the first year was bad. Yeah. Look, I like the Chargers a lot. Chargers have been one of my, you know, favorite teams that I want to see do well, just because I love their offense. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen's one of my favorite wide receivers in the league.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, probably one of the best route runners, honestly.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite wide receivers. I've been really high on this team, but not having Gordon is, I mean, it's scary.
It's a big, I don't value running backs at all. I don't think you should ever really pay them big money. Besides Zeke, I think Zeke's a little different because he is such a focal point and he absolutely runs through them.
I'm kind of, you know, not on the same boat there. I like running backs. I like to see when they're still, you know, a big part of the offense. I like good running backs. I like good running game. But I think that Eckler and Jackson combined can handle a big portion. They're not Gordon. They're not going to give them what Gordon gave the Chargers. But I think Mike Williams is going to take a step forward and help, you know, just help the offense. Keenan Allen.
Hunter Henry,
one of my top wide receivers. Yeah, if Henry stays healthy, he's going to be
a very good young tight end for sure.
He's going to contribute.
Yeah, he's a big red zone guy too. He can catch a lot of those.
And Phillip Rivers is a great
player. Yeah, 100%, one of the all time greats. He did fall, the arm strength, it kind of seemed fell off at the end, especially in that Patriots game. He looked bad in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think that they need to be that deep offense, even though that Keenan Allen and Mike Williams can both get open deep. Yeah. I think that Mike Williams can catch some back shoulder throws, and Keenan Allen's going to get open all over the field.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's always going to be open. The biggest thing with him is staying healthy. That's on him.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, defensively, Bosa, if he's healthy, is one of the, you know, best defensive linemen in the league. Ingram, solid.
Yeah, that's probably the top pass rush in the league is Bosa, with Bosa and Ingram.
Yeah, it's a solid defense.
But just, I mean, losing Derwin James is such a bad fucking. That sucks.
That sucks.
And I think he'll be back at some point later in the year. But that sucks. He was phenomenal last year.
Derwin James is a stud.
Yeah,
and that could be what keeps them from competing with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think that's
that. Well, that and not having Melvin Gordon anymore because Gordon.
Yeah. I think he's good. Gordon is as good as gone at that point.
Yeah.
They still have a lockdown corner, Casey Hayward, though, who I do like a lot.
Yeah.
Desmond King did some nice things last year, too. So it's a very talented team, for sure. I do think they take a step back, though, unfortunately, because I do like them. But
yeah, I think their window is closing.
Yeah,
I think
this
that
is
it's
pretty
it's
much got to be the year. And it sucks that, you know, for them, that Pat Mahomes came in right when they had their moment.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we'll see with them. Going on to the Broncos. This is another interesting team, I think. This talent on defense. I love their defense. They made some good signings, like Bryce Callahan as a signing, Kareem Jackson. But it's all about if you believe in Joe Flacco, really. And you're not going to see Drew Lock this year. So
yeah, I don't like their offense, if I'm being honest.
I like Cortland Sutton. I think Deshaun Hamilton can do some things. They drafted Noah Fant in the first round.
I think that they have a few weapons. I don't think Emmanuel Sanders is a stud. I don't think Cortland Sutton is a stud. I think that they're both good wide receivers. I don't know, especially with Flacco too. They don't stand out to me. Lindsay and Freeman are both talented. Neither of them stand out to me either. I mean, Freeman, everybody was hyped on him last year.
I like Freeman. I like Freeman coming out of Oregon, but he got ran over by Lindsay.
Yeah, still think he's probably talented, but it's Lindsay's show now, and
he's solid.
Yeah.
I agree.
I just don't think he's going to be, he's not going to carry the team, and I think he needs to, if he has a sensational year, and I mean like a fantastic year, and can really help take the pressure off Flacco, and maybe there's something there. I mean, they have a good defense.
I love their defense. I mean, Von Miller, to me, he doesn't get talked about enough. I know, obviously, he had that Super Bowl run or whatever, but I don't think he gets talked about enough anymore. He is disgusting.
And Chubb's no joke.
Oh, Chubb had a great rookie year, and no one talks a thing about it. Everyone talked about Barkley and Mayfield last year, but Chubb had a phenomenal year last year, man, as a rookie.
No, it's a good defense. It's going to be a good pass rush with those two.
It's going to be tough to score on them. They're just in a bad division, though, because they're such high-powered offenses.
Yeah, but, I mean, having a pass rush and having, Chris Harris Jr. out there to, bail them out, too.
Chris Harris is a phenomenal quarterback who doesn't get talked about either.
Yeah, so it's, the talent's there on defense to get some wins. It's just, I don't know. I'm not a Flacco believer at this point anymore.
Yeah, I mean, for him, you would think he's going to come in there and have something to prove and want to, put up big numbers. I mean, if Sanders stays healthy, like I said, I love Sutton. I think Hamilton can do some things.
Yeah.
Offensive line is young, but it's – maybe it can be okay and protect him. Obviously, he's a statue back there, but
– yeah.
I don't know. I don't hate this team. I really don't. I think I like all four of these teams, and we're going to go to the Raiders right now. And yep. I don't hate them either. I think there's a lot of talent on this team too.
Yeah. I'm a big Josh Jacobs fan.
See, I wasn't really. And I don't know. I think I'm going to be proven wrong because I know everyone's pretty much high on him. He's just going to go in there and just carry the load the whole time though. And I don't know if he's going to be able to do that.
Well, I think that he's going to get most of the ground game, but Jalen Richard is a good change of pace back, and he's going to get some catches back there and give Jacobs a little bit of a breather. But Jacobs has fresh legs coming out of Alabama.
Yeah, that's true.
He wasn't the bell cow there. I think he's going to split
with Damian Harris.
I think they're going to run him a lot this year, and I think he's going to stand up pretty well to it. I think he's going to have a good year. Obviously, Antonio Brown is there now. Tyrell Williams on the other side is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a move that doesn't get talked about that much either. Is Ty Williams? He was good with the Chargers.
Yeah, he just overshadowed by two very talented receivers.
Exactly.
Trent Brown.
Yeah, good huge, tackle. Yeah, huge, that they added, huge yeah. upside for him. Yeah, I think their offensive line's good. They did trade Kelechi Osemele, but it is what it is. Yeah. They had three first round picks: Josh Jacobs, Cleveland Farrell, and Jonathan Abram.
Yeah, the defense, honestly, not bad either.
No, that's what I'm telling you, man. There's a lot to like about the Raider team.
Two West Virginia guys starting there, so.
Shout out Carl Joseph. Who's the other one?
Daryl Worley.
Oh, yeah, Daryl Worley, okay. Yeah.
I'm a big Carl Joseph guy. Worley, West Virginia when I was there, and I think he's a good corner. I think, not a great corner, not a shutdown corner, but a good corner. Carl Joseph is a phenomenal player.
Yeah, I think he's gotten better too.
I think he's good. If he stays healthy, he is going to going to help a lot.
And they added LaMarcus Joyner from the Rams. Yep. He's talented. I think they need Gerrion Conley to play like first round pick that he was.
No, exactly.
Farrell was my one of my favorite pass rushers coming out. They did draft him fourth overall, which is high for a lot of people, but yeah. I liked him a lot at Clemson. Hankins is a run stopper in there that can do some things. Linebackers are pretty good. And then if Tony O'Brien can stay healthy, this can be an explosive offense. That's potential. Derek Carr needs to play, you know, good ball, but.
So, Derek Carr is my dark horse MVP candidate.
I can 100% see that. Absolutely.
I think if he does that, they win the division. But it's tough. When I say dark horse, I mean very dark horse.
Yeah. Sleeper.
But this team, it can make noise, especially
with Gruden. It's an interesting team. If they, there's a lot of characters, so that's a big issue. They got all be on the same page.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Antonio Brown, I mean.
Yeah, I do think Antonio Brown is a big year, though.
I think he does, too. I think him and Carr are going to connect, and I think Carr hasn't had weapons.
No,
like, and
Carr throws a nice deep ball, too. So, you know, Brown is one of the best deep ball guys in the league. So I think that connection, if they can get it right and he keeps Antonio Brown healthy or happy, they can do some things.
I agree.
So who you got winning this one? I could probably guess, but go ahead.
It's so hard to go away from the Chiefs. It really is. I want to say the Raiders because I do think Carr has that potential this year. I think that look, I'm going to take the Chiefs, but I think that the Raiders are going to give them a run for their money.
You don't you think you're out on the Chargers this year?
Yeah, as much as I want to see them do it, I just think that these other two teams, looking at their rosters, little too talented for them. I mean, I would love to see the Chargers succeed. The AFC West is honestly one of my my favorite divisions outside of like the Broncos. I'm not crazy about. So
no, it should be a fun division.
I agree.
All right, so you're going Chiefs. Luke went with the Chargers. I am also going to go with the Chiefs. I think.
Yeah, I pretty much went chalk for my picks today, but
I mean. I don't really think the Texans are chalk. I don't think the Browns are chalk either.
I guess. I just think that those are the most hyped up teams in the division. I usually don't do that. Yeah. Well, that's how I know I'm going to end up
being wrong. Well, the Texans are kind of hyped up by default because of the Andrew Luck thing.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's a way Pat Mahomes doesn't win the division unless he's hurt.
That's
really what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Even with their defensive problems, I think they can overcome it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think I'm going to. Okay. Because we did not talk about this. But do you have your championship games, AFC and NFC? Do you think you can come up with that or no?
It's tough. I want to say Patriots, Chiefs. I'm going to go easy there. NFC. It's tough. Who did I pick in the NFC? You have it in front of you.
You have the Niners winning the West, Saints winning the South, Bears winning the North, and Eagles winning the East.
I'm going Bears-Saints.
Bears versus the Saints. Who do you got winning those games?
Saints and Chiefs.
Saints and Chiefs. All right. Okay.
I'm going heavy offense.
I like that a lot.
And then,
definitely want a winner.
I'm going Saints.
You got the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
I feel like I regret that immediately. Can I change it? No, I'm gonna go.
That was your first.
I'm gonna keep it, but I don't feel good about it. In fact, I feel bad about it. But.
Well, let me tell you this. I am gonna go Pats versus Chiefs as well. It's very boring.
Okay.
The game itself will be exciting,
again. Yeah. Immediately, as soon as I said it, I was like, that's boring.
But we're not in the hot take business. We're in the being right business.
That's true.
I am going to go Saints versus the Packers in the NFC Championship.
Big on. I don't know what it is, but I am.
I am going to go Saints beating the Packers. And they're going to be playing the Chiefs as well. So we have the same Super Bowl.
Interesting. I didn't see that coming.
I am picking the New Orleans Saints to win the Super Bowl.
So you're just
I copied you me. Completely.
Okay. Well, I feel better about my pick that you copied me. I feel like smarter now, but now I know that we're both going to be wrong.
Obviously.
Because the only switch is
we had different NFC North teams. I didn't ask Luke this question, but I will. So hopefully we'll get his input. I just don't see the way the Saints, they've lost two straight years in the playoffs. I'm just brutal. And I think they got a chance to, I think they're going to win it all this year. They really do.
Their window's closing.
Too. Yeah. Drew Brees has to win it this year, I think.
Yeah.
Has
I agree.
To. Absolutely has to. I think they could do it. I really do. I hope they do it. Honestly. I like Drew Brees a lot, so hopefully this is like his going out party.
Yeah, I agree.
Next week, though, I am going to ask you MVP and Defensive Player of the Year and all that, so I want that for you.
Definitely going to have to start.
I didn't want to throw that on you.
Yeah.
We finally made it through all the divisions. It took long enough, but we got them.
Yeah.
Just to recap, in the NFC West, you have the Niners. Luke and I have the Rams. NFC South, we all have the Saints. NFC North, you have the Bears. Luke and I have the Packers. East, we all have the Eagles. AFC East, we all have the Patriots. AFC South, you and Luke both have the Texans. I have the Colts. AFC North, we all have the Browns. AFC West, you and I have the Chiefs, and Luke has the Chargers. So we do agree on a lot. There's no division where you have three different winners, which is interesting. So we all think it's going to come down to two, but I think it's going to be. I'm very excited for this year in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for football.
Starts on Thursday.
It's time. Unfortunately, it's sounding like I'm going to be in Brooklyn on Thursday watching the Gades in the playoffs.
All right.
Well, but I'll be in a suite, so I'm sure I'll have a TV to keep an eye on the game.
8 o'clock
as well.
Game too. You know they're going to do a bunch of bullshit in the beginning, so it won't start till late. So you should be all right.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So you want to run through some? We want to do a top five here, or what? End the show.
Yeah, let's do Luke's top five.
All right. So Luke's top five. Obviously, Luke is not here. We want to do five each, or you want to do a back and forth? What are you thinking?
Let's do
five each. I like that.
Yeah, and we can't take the same one, so we'll draft.
So we're going to do top five fantasy sleepers. A lot of fantasy drafts already happened. I know you and I both have had three drafts.
I think, I've done four.
Okay.
Four.
You know, Wednesday's a big day for drafts, too, right before the season starts, so.
Yeah, so if you're still looking for some picks, sleepers. Ant and I are... We're pretty good at fantasy.
I shouldn't say I've never won. I won last year, won a league last year. I've never won my own league. I run two leagues, I never won one of those. Luke's unfortunately won a bunch of times, which is fucking annoying. Yeah.
Ridiculous, especially after the performance he put
terrible
up today.
He drafted a terrible team today. But won't go into it that much. I want you to kick it off. I want to see what you're gauging a sleeper, I guess I should say. Because there's different levels of sleepers, I think.
There is. And so I'll probably pick some different levels here. My first one, I'm going with my Dark Horse MVP, Derek Carr.
Wow.
If you wait for quarterbacks like I do, Derek Carr is someone that you can get very late. And a guy that has weapons all around him this year for the first time in his career. And... I mean, that's needless to say, Dark Horse MVP candidate. I think he's going to have a great year.
Yeah, I agree with you. And waiting for – a lot of people don't do that, especially in the leagues we're in.
A lot of people
they
don't
get very excited.
But I am almost always the last person, one of the last people to draft a quarterback.
I usually get a little antsy. Like, in the draft you and I just completed today, I got Goff in the 10th round and then Trubisky in the 13th. You know, those are two solid guys in my opinion.
I do like both
exactly.
of them. So.
So if Goff goes down, I feel comfortable putting Trubisky in. And I got those guys late.
Yep.
My first guy, we did touch on him earlier today, D.D. Westbrook. You know, he goes late. A lot of people don't think of him because he's in Jacksonville. Maybe people don't really heard of him that much. I drafted three teams this year. He's on all three of my teams. That's how high I am on him. Yeah, okay. I think he's going to have a big year with Nick Foles as his number one target. Got him in the seventh round today, so I like him a lot.
I respect that. You know this one. You knew it was coming. I'm going to get him before you do. Justin Jackson. I think he's going to end up taking over for being the lead back over Eckler. I think Eckler's still going to get carries and some catches, but I think Jackson's going to end up being the workhorse there. And if he has a good year, you know, like I said, I don't think the Chargers are going to win the division, but I think that they still have an open window. And if Jackson really shows out, and he showed some potential last year.
Yeah, for sure. So. He was good in flashes last year. I'm just kind of stuck between some running backs here. I'm going to go with Devin Singletary, running back out of Buffalo. Okay. Obviously, they just caught LeSean McCoy. They have Frank Gore and T.J. Yeldon there. But, I mean, Singletary is a rookie coming in. He's done some nice things in camp. Right now, they're saying running back by committee. But all Singletary really has to do is, you know, show that he can handle the workload, make some plays, and he'll be the feature back in no time. So I think that's a guy you can get pretty late, too.
Yeah, I the committee scares me a little bit. I think he is going to be he's going to solidify himself there. He just scares me a little bit.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
But it's not a sleeper if he doesn't scare you a little bit.
The draft today, I got him in the eighth round. I've got him 11th in a previous draft. So, you know, he kind of fluctuates all over. I probably reached on him a little bit today, but you know, that happens. What do you got?
This is a tough one. I'm going to take a Niner. There's two that I'm deciding between.
I know the one.
You know the one. The other one's pretty obvious, too. I'm going to go with the one you know, and I'm going to say Pettis. That's what I'm thinking. He had a good year last year, started putting it together. Very talented. Probably one of the better route runners in the league. I think if he has that year that I think he can have this year, he probably puts himself in top 10 route runners category, because he is silky smooth and he can make people miss too. One of the best returners in college. I think he did break the record for punt returns. He had total returns. He had eight touchdowns. Yeah, he was phenomenal. They don't even use him as a returner. I think probably because they want him to be the number one guy there. And this year, he's going to solidify himself as the number one guy. Well, Jimmy's, you know, hopefully staying healthy. He's going to have a great year.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. They'll probably use him punt return like special situations, I would think.
I haven't seen enough of him returning kicks for the Niners yet. I know he was a rookie last year, but I was very excited for that.
A lot of teams do that, though. They just like for example, when the Giants did a big punt return, they would put Odell back there, and you know. So I think he could be in that situation. Agreed. I'm also going to go with another wide receiver. I'm going to go Curtis Samuel, Carolina Panthers. Okay. He did some things last year, and he's just a weapon. I think him and Cam are going to have a huge year together. I actually really like the Panthers this year. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I think he can, year two, he doesn't have to be the number one. They still got DJ Moore and Greg Olsen, but I think Samuel's a good sneaky guy. He can get some rushing yards too, maybe sneak a few rushing touchdowns in there, and I think he's going to have a nice year. That's a guy you can get pretty – I think out of the eighth round. So, as a wide receiver, three or a flex guy, that's not too bad at all.
I'm going to go running back here. I'm deciding between three guys. There's one guy that I got in just about every league. Honestly, I think I have Jacobs in every single league. And I talked about him a little bit before, but I'm not gonna take him here. I'm going to go with Darius Geis. I think he's going to, you know, they said that he's going to get more carries than AP to start the year. And I think he's just going to become, you know, a bigger gap as we go along, because I think he's going to solidify himself as the guy there. And I think AP will still get some carries and Chris Thompson will get some catches. But I think Geis has a good year.
Yeah, if he's healthy, I mean, I think even Jay Gruden came out the other day and said their offense is going to run through Geis. So,
yeah. It does scare me, their offensive line. But
I did read today Trent Williams should be back, actually. I think he
Ooh, well, that would certainly help.
He started to change his mind. I believe it was D'Angelo Hall who reported that. But I did see it on, like, Pro Football Talk or some shit like that. And Ian Rappaport tweeted about it. So it seems like it's, it should be pretty legit, but we'll see. I'm also going to go with the running back. This guy plays on Thursday night, and that's David Montgomery. They just shipped with the Bears. They just shipped out Jordan Howard. Right now they got Mike Davis. And I know a lot of people like Tariq Cohen because they know who he is. He's flashy, makes a lot of big plays. But I think Montgomery's their bell cow. He's going to do big things for them this year. Rookie running backs, a lot of the time they tend to just jump out of the gate and have huge years. And there's a lot to like about him.
Yeah, I think Cohen's going to do his thing, but he's not the guy there. He's just a role player. Plays a very big role. He's a gadget, and a very good one, and he's going to get a lot of touches. But Montgomery is going to be the running back. So,
and Nagy already came out and said, I think he said they want to lighten Cohen's workload a little bit because they used him a lot last year.
Very true.
I think Montgomery. I did Montgomery, Samuel, Singletary, and Didi. So I'm at four. This is your fifth right now.
Okay, this is my last one. Do I want to go? I might go another quarterback, or I'm thinking a wide receiver.
I have a wide receiver in my mind, I think.
Because I ended up taking him in two leagues, I'm going to go with another quarterback.
And I agree with you.
I'm going to take Jameis.
I'm all in on Jameis.
I took Mike Evans today and decided, I didn't want Jameis going into this draft because I have him in another league. But he, it's put up or shut up for Jameis this year, and I think he's going to commit his turnovers, but I think that they're going to air it out. And he has weapons. Howard, Evans,
Godwin.
Godwin. I'm big on Godwin. So I think Jameis, another guy that you could get way before Carr if you're in the business of getting your quarterbacks in like maybe the 10th, 11th round. You're still probably one of the last guys drafting a quarterback at that point. I think today I decided to take Jameis because he was at the top of the list and I had filled up all my wide receivers and running backs and even my tight end at that point. So
yeah, I think I like Jameis a lot. I always have, and he's always burned me. I've had him in fantasy multiple times.
Yeah, same here. But this is the year. I can only be wrong so many times.
Jameis will throw your 350, and he's driving down the field, and he'll just throw that pick. That'll make you want to punch your TV screen. But
he's going to put up some 350, three touchdown, maybe four touchdown
games. Two picks and a fumble.
And he might also put up some 220, two touchdowns, two picks games. But he also might, get a few rushing touchdowns in there, He'll too, because he's another one of those guys who's not quite athletic,
And he'll barrel his way in there.
He will. He's a big guy.
Even when he makes a mistake, he can kind of figure it out.
Exactly. He's fun to watch because he's going to make mistakes, but he's also going to,
I love watching him play. I love it.
Yep.
All right, my fifth guy is a wide receiver, again, playing Thursday night. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Obviously, Devontae Adams is their number one. He's phenomenal. So Scantling and another sleeper you guess could say is Geronimo Allison. They're both going to fight for that number two, but I think I saw a good amount from Scantling last year that I liked, and I think Rodgers is going to fall in love with him even more. And I think that's a good flex guy, wide receiver three, if you can have, who's only going to get better as the season goes on. So I like him a lot. I tried to get him in most leagues. I only got him in one, actually, but he's a guy that I would look at I got him in the ninth round when I did draft him. So
any quick honorable mentions?
I mentioned Cam Newton before as a guy that you can get late.
Don't love Cam. Yeah.
Geronimo Allison, like I mentioned. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I'd like Tevin Coleman going in, but I don't think that's not really the way it's going.
Yeah, so Breida was my other choice when I took Pettis there. Breida's going to be the guy, and they use him everywhere. I think they're both going to have good years because Shanahan, you know, you've seen Freeman and you've seen right. Coleman when he was the coordinator for the Falcons. I think that everybody on that offense is going to have a good year, and I'm very hopeful, of course. I think, you know, just not even being biased, it's just Kyle Shanahan's a fantastic offensive mind. Couple guys that I can rattle off the top of my head. Derrick Henry, I mentioned before, I think they're going to ride him this year. Not necessarily a sleeper, but he's one of those guys that some people might avoid in like the third, fourth round area, where I went the other way and would seek him out. I said, guys, Marlon Mack, Marlon Mack, one of the most underrated running backs in the league. Hurts obviously not having luck, but maybe they'll even ride him a little more. Jamison Crowder and James Washington.
Yes, James Washington, I agree with you. I mentioned Darwin Thompson before. If things can shake out, he's had a great preseason, great camp. Hopefully that'll translate to regular season touches for him in Kansas City. There was someone else, and I just completely forgot who I was about to talk about. Oh, Miles Sanders in Philadelphia.
Scared of that backfield, but it's crowded. He's probably going to be the guy.
I think they're going to give him a shot. I think they're going to give Jordan Howard, you know, his fair touches as well. But if Sanders can separate himself, then he should be able to be the lead guy. But
And if you want to go real deep, Zay Jones.
No, I would stay away from him. He's burned me too many times.
Zay Jones this year, end of last year, he had a good end of his last year. So I think that they don't have wide receivers out in Buffalo. So So I think that there's potential there. That's I'm saying deep sleep.
I also like Josh Allen as a stream if you need 1 week to get in there. Yeah. You know, if your quarterback has a bye or something like that, Josh Allen come in. He's going to rush 80 yards, maybe get a rushing touchdown in there. So he's a decent option off the bench. But I think that pretty much, fantasy season's right around the corner. Only wanted to do one league this year. I wind up doing three. That's typically how it goes. Let me ask you a question, though, because I noticed this. And I know he has concussion problems, but Jordan Reed falls in every single draft. You think it's just because of the concussion, or do you think – I'm just looking at him right here. So
I love Jordan Reed.
He's on the field. He's a top 10 tight end.
I'm just so scared of him. Top five. Yeah. I mean, the obvious three, who else is better than him?
Yeah, when healthy, it's tough. I mean –
When healthy,
you know, you got
the quarterback situation there is iffy too.
Yeah, but when that's the case, a lot of times they rely on the tight end. You know,
that's true. And to be fair, the quarterback situation there's almost always been iffy. Besides, Kirk Cousins.
I mean, Alex Smith. Alex Smith, depending on how you look, got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Alex Smith too. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to rank tight ends, you can put OJ Howard in there, Evan Ingram, Hunter Henry.
Yeah. Okay. So those are
they're all in that same group.
Yeah. They're in the same – I would put them on the same tier as
Jordan Reed
is healthy.
I also think, biasly maybe, but I think Evan Ingram's going to have a nice year if he stays healthy.
I think he does.
He showed out last year with Odell out, but he's got his drop issues. But
yeah, no, I like Evan Ingram. I think, not a great blocker.
No, but... he said he's improved, but, I mean, like I said before, they're always going to hype up
these guys. He's your pass-catching tight end. Yeah, which is – more of what the league is.
And for fantasy purposes, you don't care if you can block or not. So,
exactly.
It doesn't really matter. So, I think I like a lot. I drafted pretty well in my mind. So, I didn't get good grades on any of my drafts, though, to be honest with you.
I never get good grades on my drafts, but that's the thing. I'm way smarter than a computer. So, they always tell me, you drafted the youngest team and you took a lot of... You know, I draft low ceiling, high floor. I take a lot of risks.
Right. Yeah.
I take risks on young players because those are generally the ones that are going to have big years and come out. So I've had a lot of success. I think I made the playoffs in I was in five leagues last year. This year I'm only doing four. And I always make the playoffs and I'm usually one of the top teams. But you never know. A lot of things can happen. I went bold this year and did a lot of wide receiver stacking very early,
which I like.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, teams where I have Mike Thomas and Julio. Yeah,
that's disgusting. My
three,
I mean, the one I drafted, I have Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, DD Westbrook. I think that's a good big three right there. along with Travis yeah, I mean, Kelce and Alvin Kamara. There was a trade in there. That's how I got that many good players. But
I mean, not to get off on our fantasy teams, I feel remiss if I don't mention Davante Adams, Mike Evans, Adam Thielen.
That's Cooper Kupp. Those are just pass catchers. So that's great.
Exactly.
In the three leagues that you and I are both in, first one I had first pick, took Barkley. Second one I had second pick, took Alvin Kamara. Third one today I had sixth pick, took DeAndre Hopkins. What were your first three? If you remember up top.
Ninth pick I had, it was your league, I had Hopkins. Very good for ninth pick. 10th pick I took Michael Thomas and then Julio.
Yeah, coming around. Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
And then today, eighth pick, Davante Adams coming around, took Mike Evans.
Yeah, I mean, I like stacking up on – if you can't get that, like, huge running back, I like stacking receivers early and then trying to get those guys that can – like you're
– Exactly.
Like you're talking about with that, those high ceiling guys with the running backs.
Exactly. Guys like that I mentioned in my sleepers, like Breida, Jacobs, Geis, Marlon Mack, guys like that. Derrick Henry. Those are typically the running backs I went towards.
Which makes a lot of sense. I think that's smart. Because after your after the first four running backs, it's kind of just like after Kamara, Barkley, McCaffrey, and Zeke, it's kind of really dealer's choice on that, wherever you feel like going.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you have to. You have to manufacture it somehow.
I mean, you're gonna be weak in some spots. That's just gonna happen. So it is what it is.
And that's usually why I wait. I'm big on waiting on quarterback and tight end, because then you just get those. You know, get the guy. You can reach a little bit for some of those running backs, but then you can load up on those middle guys. Yeah. Guys, you can hit on guys like Marlon Mack.
Those flex guys really make a difference. You know, because your big guys are always gonna hit, but it's those flex guys that really put you over the top. And then you obviously got to watch the waiver wire during the year, because that's really that's where you pick up the right guys there, it can make a huge difference. Like Philip Lindsay probably won a good amount of leagues last year for some people. Because I doubt he got drafted really. So that's our fantasy talk. Probably won't do much of that, but that's good. No. Draft season's always fun. That's why I always say yes to leagues, because I can't help myself with the drafting. I just love it.
No, it's the drafting is the best part. So. It's we're not going to be talking about, we're not going to sit here and talk about our fantasy teams all year, but just to give people an idea of, you know, who we like, and if you still have some late drafts, or if you're, you know, trying to make some trades, maybe look for some of those names.
Because a lot of the guys we mentioned, they're not very popular, so you can maybe make some trades and get some guys on the low, and then they can pick up for you throughout the year. So all right, so NFL season starts on Thursday. You got Packers or Bears Thursday night?
Where Chicago. Is it? Chicago? Give me Chicago. They're going to start it off strong. They're my pick in the NFC Championship game. So give me Chicago at home Thursday night.
Right. I think Aaron Rodgers makes a statement that night. I think he shuts it down back there. I like his weapons. We'll
see what happens. I mean, it's going to be that. I'm hoping for a very good game, of course, for the first game of the year and a division rivalry.
I think it will be for sure. So, all right, next week we're going to go. We'll recap week one, we'll do some of that, and then we'll do a little bit of predictions, season awards type deal. So hopefully we'll have Luke with us. So
don't hold your breath, but hopefully. See.
All right. Any last words there, pal?
Nope. We got football. We have probably talked some college football.
Yeah, we didn't touch that. That was a good weekend of college football. No major upsets. Justin Herbert, Oregon lost, obviously. But
shout out
Bo Nix. Yeah, Auburn. We'll definitely touch some college next week for sure. I was away this weekend, so I didn't get to watch a lot of it. But
I got you.
Yeah, it was definitely some exciting things. So. All right. As always, appreciate you guys listening. Downloads, rate, subscribe, and we will see you next time.